Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas, and we're continuing here in Psalms. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made Yahuwah, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You live in him. Is he your habitation? There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And of course, this was a scripture which Yahshua was tempted with, to cast himself down. The angels were given charge. But you know, if you read this in context, this applies to all of us who are his, who have made him our habitation, and much more so to the Son of God, the Messiah. And he continues, says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Chapter 91, verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, thou shalt trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? And, you know, I take all of that. But in order to have all of these things that, you know, we just read about here in Psalm 91 and apply to us, we must. It is imperative that we live our life in a way that's pleasing to the Heavenly Father. And I'm not talking about legalism or the letter of the law. I'm talking about daily living our life by the leading of his Holy Spirit, doing those things which are pleasing to him, not allowing compromise, and yes, examining our lives, examining everything we do and everything we say, not justifying by anything the things that we do or say, but looking into his law, his word, his statutes, and his judgments, and saying to ourselves, does this please him? What does his word say about it? And then conforming our lives to his word because we love him, because we want to live a life that's pleasing to him, allowing his righteousness to be imputed to us. That's right, his righteousness. And it's his righteousness because of the shedding of his blood. And it only by faith can we do this. Only by faith in the work that Messiah, that Yahshua did for us by shedding his blood and having that blood applied to our account. Then we bring forth the works that are meet for repentance, as the scripture says, that are worthy of repentance. The works that display our repentance, the fact that we are his and we live our life in a way that's pleasing to him. If we don't, then we can forget all of this. If we continue to compromise, if we use our liberty as an occasion for the flesh, we will have trouble. We're not going to be hid under the shadow of his wings. We're not going to be delivered by him. He's going to allow us to suffer the consequences of our own disobedience to his law, his word, and his statutes. You want to continue eating unclean foods and ignoring his dietary laws? Well, be prepared to suffer the consequences in the flesh. Yes, you may be saved. You may move on to the resurrection when the last trump sounds, but you will suffer. All of us will suffer the ignorance of his law, his statutes, and his judgments in our flesh, especially if we are disobedient on purpose. Ignorance is one thing, but even in ignorance, we will suffer the consequences of our ignorance. Psalm 92, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And of course here it says name again, and I have to connect the dots here where it says name, and I look at the 3068 over there. It is good to give thanks unto Yahuwah and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And of course there, the O Most High, Supreme. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night, upon the instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Yahuwah, hast made me glad. Through thy work I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Yahuwah, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Yahuwah, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. So who are his enemies? All the workers of iniquity. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of Yahuwah shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that Yahuwah is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93, the Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord Yahuwah, by name again, is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up. Yahuwah, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, Yahuwah, forever. And I think there of a house, a household. I am of the house of, and you could name your father. I am the house of David, the house of. I am the house of Yahuwah, of the Lord. He adopted me into his family. I am of the house of the Creator. I have his blood. It covers me. I am redeemed. I am of his blood. I have his blood. So that makes me of his house. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house. So we should be holy. Psalm 94, Yahuwah O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Yahuwah, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Well, this is certainly applicable to the time that we live in. How long, it seems, they rule. They rule in the world of men and the affairs, and they oppress the poor, the needy, and the righteous at every turn. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? Yahuwah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Yes, I want that blessing. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou may give him rest for the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For Yahuwah will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? Yes, we have a lot of that going on today, don't we? The throne of iniquity, shall it have fellowship with him, which frameth mischief by a law? And what is mischief by a law? It's requiring people to break God's law in order to keep their law. That's mischief. That's the worst mischief by law. There's plenty of other mischief out there. Usurpations of power. Shall the throne of iniquity, and that's what we have ruling predominantly in the land today, and it's becoming more and more so every day, the throne of iniquity. The question is, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? And the answer would be absolutely not, which frameth mischief by a law. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous to condemn the innocent blood. But Yahuwah is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, Yahuwah, our God, shall cut them off. As I always say, this life is short, and forever is a long, long time, and all of the wicked will be cut off. Those that enjoy the throne of iniquity and enrich themselves by passing laws and requiring others to pay money to their friends, passing laws that require men to break God's law, throw you in prison if you don't, frameth mischief by a law, they will be cut off. Their time will come. They're building their little kingdom of heaven here on earth. But it's a kingdom of cards, because it will all crumble when their mortality ends, because they have invested nothing in the kingdom, in the only kingdom that will last forever. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto Yahuwah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord, for Yahuwah, again the name, for Yahuwah is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he hath made it. And his hand hath formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Yahuwah our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with that generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swore in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. O sing, Psalm 96, O sing unto Yahuwah a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto Yahuwah, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among the people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But Yahuwah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto Yahuwah the glory. Do his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship, oh, worship the Lord in beauty, in the beauty of holiness. Fear him before him. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen, the Lord reigneth. Say among the heathen, Yahuwah reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before Yahuwah, for he cometh. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. And his truth endures forever. His truth is our judgment daily. It's ever present. Psalm 97. The Lord, again the name, Yahuwah reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahuwah. At the presence of the Lord is the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, Yahuwah. For thou, Yahuwah, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love Yahuwah hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. A Psalm 98, and that's where we'll pick up when we get back from these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. I would like to hear from you if you're listening, if you're enjoying the broadcast, or you have any questions, comments, challenges, whatever you may have. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Look for the email link there. And of course, watch the short video there and take advantage of the resources available there. We'll be back in a few minutes.